In other news, Israeli lawmakers are set to debate a bill that defines Israel as the homeland of the Jewish people. If approved, it will also cement Hebrew as the official language and Jewish symbols into law. The bill has sparked massive debate in the Knesset. Leftist and Palestinian members of the chamber have dismissed the document as racist. The bill will be debated by the Knesset's Legislative Affairs Committee later this week. For more on this story, we're joined by co-president of the Palestinian and Jewish Unity, Mr. Bruce Katz, who's on the line with us from Montreal. Sir, welcome to the program. First of all, let's have a look at the reasons for Israel insisting on the Jewish character of Israel. Does it have something to do with domestic politics of Israel?
I think that when you look at it, what you have to look at is basically a mythical justification for a European colonizing movement. Let me very quickly dismantle the myth on which the idea of genealogical European Jews who have genetic roots in ancient Hebrew society. There's no respected scholar who has studied Europe's Jews who would not say outright that European Jews were first, they converted to Judaism at around the same period that the Roman Empire was being Christianized. And it's a very ironic thing that the whole idea of a Semitic Jewish European people is something that was developed by anti-Jewish, anti-Semitic, if you like, elements of the Christian Church, and that's more specifically by anti-Jewish elements of the Protestant Reformation in Europe in the 16th century. And these elements, anti-Jewish elements, insisted that European Jews were blood descendants of the ancient Hebrews, but essentially they made that statement because they wanted to show that racially Jews could not be part of European society. And this whole anti-Semitic theme of the racial Jew with blood ties to the to Palestine is something that is developed and becomes a recurrent theme of Christian European Christian society, and essentially the ultimate spokesman of anti-Semitism in Europe, the very ultimate spokesman, Adolf Hitler, makes a speech in 1920 in which he says that European Jews are a distinct race, that German Jews are a distinct race, that they have no blood ties to German soil, that German soil is based on the idea of the Aryan nation, and therefore Jews have no place in Germany and should be expelled, transferred out of Germany. Now, the irony is that when you look at that political discourse on the part of Hitler, you essentially have the very same discourse that's put forward by Benjamin Netanyahu. And essentially what this discourse is the following. Jews represent a separate race. They have blood ties. They have genealogical genetic ties to ancient Hebrew society. Therefore, Judea and Samaria are their land, which means essentially the entire land of Palestine. Now, since this soil is connected to the blood, or, you know, the genealogical tie, it follows that, as in the case of the German Aryan nation, which has soil, on which soil only the Aryan nation has a right to live. On this particular soil, only the Jewish race has the right to live on it, and therefore Arabs must be being non-Jewish in the same way that Jews were non-Aryans, must be expelled from the land. And this is what underlies, this is the founding myth that allows revisionist Zionism. And I make a particular reference to revisionist Zionism because that is a particular brand of Zionism that begins with Vladimir Jabotinsky, who is the spiritual father of Menachem Begin and Netanyahu and the Likud Party, because the Likud Party, this is what it represents. It is a fascist, racist party, which has which promotes, therefore, a fascist and racist notion of the nation state. There's no denying the fact that conceptually, revisionist Zionism and National Socialism are on the very, very same conceptual level. I would like to add one more little comment that very few people know, and that's this: the very name Netanyahu is an invented name. Okay, Benjamin Netanyahu was not born Benjamin Netanyahu, if you so please, because Netanyahu's father was Benzion Milikowski, and he was the son of Polish Jews who had converted to Zionism. And when he came as a pioneer to Palestine in 1920,
all right,
he took on
Mr. Katz,
took on
I'm sorry to have to interrupt you. We're running short of time here. Co-president of the Palestinian Jewish Unity for Montreal, Mr. Bruce Katz, many thanks for sharing your thoughts with us here on Press TV.